Let's turn now to the American debate over whether to admit more Syrian refugees into the country. That debate has been growing louder lately because of security concerns following the Paris attacks. French investigators say one of the gunmen there may have entered Europe posing as a Syrian refugee. The fear then is that ISIS could do the same thing here. Several governors who've called for a halt to refugee resettlement have said the issue is about vetting. So how does the U.S. government screen incoming refugees? I spoke about that with Max Rosenthal. He's written about the refugee vetting process for Mother Jones, and he told me that the number of Syrians admitted by the U.S. since 2011 is pretty small compared to the millions of Syrians who fled their country.
The stats that I looked at today say just over 2,000. I believe it's 2,227. It's really a drop in the bucket, both of that refugee stream and even of the refugees who come to the United States every year.
So how does that number of 2,000-plus Syrian refugees coming to the U.S. compare to, say, the numbers going to Turkey or Jordan or Germany and Sweden?
I mean, in comparison to either the Middle East or Europe, it's a minuscule number. In Lebanon is a country of maybe about 4 million people. UNHCR, which is the UN Refugee Agency, estimates at minimum that there are just over a million people, and that is a conservative estimate.
Wow.
So you're talking about well over a quarter of the population of Lebanon is now made up of refugees, mostly from Syria. You have millions more in Jordan and Iraq, and of course, Germany is going to see anywhere probably from 800,000 to a million alone. There are thousands of people coming into Europe every day, so it's just a dramatically different situation.
So walk us through the whole process. For Syrian migrants and refugees who want to come to the U.S., what is the process like?
It's a long process. It takes a minimum of 18 months. Some cases go up to even 3 years. And it starts basically with the refugees applying for refugee status. They make contact and they send in an application to the United States. UNHCR helps identify which candidates might be good for resettlement in the United States. Often that has to do with whether or not they have family members here. And then the Department of Homeland Security is going to take those applications and they're going to vet them. They're going to send people out. They have a group called the Refugee Corps that goes out and interviews these refugees wherever they are, whether it's Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon. And they go through a really long screening process trying to verify the stories that these refugees are telling them, trying to make sure that their identities are what they say they are, trying to make sure that there's not a security threat and that they have no known connections to any terrorist groups or anybody who's really going to affect the security of the United States. It's important to note that even if they go through all those security checks, even if the security officer kind of gets a bad feeling, they're saying, look, these guys go through all the screening and their details line up, but there's just something about this guy that strikes me the wrong way. They have the discretion to say no to those refugees. So they're going through a really kind of lengthy and what the government considers thorough process.
I'm curious, where do Syrian refugees typically wait while they're being vetted? I mean, if they end up in Europe, is it harder then to get to the U.S. or do they have better chances if they're in a refugee camp?
It's important to note that the United States is vetting these people in the Middle East. They're not taking people who have made their way to Europe. You know, so much of the focus has been on refugees that go to Europe. But don't forget that the overwhelming majority of refugees are still kind of trapped without resources in the Middle East. And those are the people the United States is talking to, people in Turkey, people in Jordan.
Now, the U.S. government has added another layer of screening, apparently, for Syrians called the Syria Enhanced Review. What can you tell us about that?
Essentially, when a person delivers their application to the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, the Department of Homeland Security and other intelligence agencies and security agencies are taking that information and they're essentially going through it before the applicant is going to get their in-person interview. So that way, when the security officer goes to interview them, they kind of have this file that says, all right, here's what this guy says. Here's what this family says. We've taken a look, examined what their claims are. Here's a set of specific, more focused questions that you can ask them to kind of make the vetting that more in depth. So that's something that only Syrians are going through because of the security concerns, obviously, that are arising from the civil war.
Max Rosenthal, formerly with The World, now a reporter in Washington with Mother Jones. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.